Ever seen ads for an organization known as FIRE? We cover why they seem to be everywhere. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Two of the most enduring symbols of Halloween are spiders and bats. They're in almost every gothic horror movie, scary television show, and in books designed to terrify us. Although they might scare us, are they really that dangerous? We asked two experts about all the horror hype surrounding these two critters. Nancy Troiano is an entomologist and director of technical education and training for Rentokil North America. She says that, first of all, not every insect with a lot of legs is a spider.
Spiders have eight legs. They have two body parts. So they have a head and thorax combined called the cephalothorax and an abdomen. And they have either six or eight eyes. They have fangs that have venom in them to subdue their prey and kill them. And they also are able to produce silk.
There are three types of spiders that are usually depicted on Halloween: the black widow, brown recluse, and the tarantula. You don't want to handle the black widow or the recluse since they produce venom that is harmful to humans. But Troiano says that the tarantula is a different story.
Tarantulas are actually very, very interesting spiders. Actually, most tarantulas are pretty docile and people keep them as pets. You find them in pet stores. Tarantulas are like any other spider, so they are predacious, but usually it's on organisms that are smaller than them. What's cool about tarantulas is that they have little hairs all over their bodies. And when a prey comes along and it's about the right size, they'll get the right amount of vibrations in those hairs, and that will signal them to come out of their hiding area and to grab their prey. So if a human walks by, that's way too many vibrations on their little hairs, and typically they're going to stay put.
How did the spider ever end up as a symbol of Halloween? Troiano says that, like most of the holiday's favorite figures, it's a mixture of folklore, fear, and fall. First, she says that in medieval times, spiders were thought of as the companions of witches, like the black cat. Second, fear of spiders is common in our country. And finally, the fall season is when spiders make their most dramatic entrances into our habitats.
In many parts of the country that's in temperate zones, you've got the fall weather. And spiders happen to be very big and apparent in the fall time because a lot of spiders will emerge from their egg sacs in the spring. And so they've been feeding for many months now, and by the time October comes around, so they're larger in size. They're spinning large webs. They're out looking for mates. They have to mate and lay eggs. A lot of times the first frost will kill these spiders. So they're out and they're more visible to you. And also the foliage is now coming off of all of the vegetation outside. So things are a lot more visible. Spiders and their webs are a lot more visible to people in the fall. Spiders are just they're a hot topic in the fall. People will always say, oh, wow, you know, the spiders are so big this time of year. And it's true. A lot of times they are.
Spiders are not just here to scare us. Troiano says they're a very important part of the ecosystem and actually do much more good for humans than they do harm.
The spider's main niche in the ecosystem is to be an important part of the food chain. We already mentioned that spiders are predaceous, and many spiders will feed on insects. And in fact, they're really the ones that help to keep a lot of insect species in check. They'll feed on a lot of insect pest species, so they really keep insect populations in check. They feed on insects, and they also are an important food source for other organisms. So reptiles, amphibians, birds, a lot of them depend on spiders largely for their diet.
If you have spiders in your basement, what should you do about them? Troiano says she just leaves them alone if they're not intruding on her living space. Otherwise, you can step on them, take down their webs, or carefully move them outside. Or if they're a real problem, call a pest control company to take care of them. She does caution listeners to not pick them up and carry them around. Even though most of the spiders in this country are harmless to humans, some have a bite that can cause the same type of health complications as a bee sting in some people. Our next Halloween critter is the bat. It's long been celebrated as a symbol of the holiday, and large numbers are often shown swarming out of a cave or bell tower in films and television shows. Our bat expert has been handling and studying these animals since he was a teenager. Merlin Tunnell is an ecologist, wildlife photographer, conservationist, and author of the book, The Secret Lives of Bats, My Adventures with the World's Most Misunderstood Mammals. Tunnell says that bats are found all around the world and come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes.
There are more than 1,300 species, and they range from giant flying foxes with 6-foot wingspans down to tiny little bumblebee bats, often referred to as the world's smallest mammals, that weigh about a third less than a U.S. penny.
If there's any bat that says Halloween, it's the vampire bat. Tuttle says that these poor animals have been misunderstood ever since Columbus landed in the New World.
His sailors learned about vampire bats, but nobody knew which bats they were. And so when collections of bats were brought back to European museums, it was the ones that had the longest teeth that always got described as vampires, and it turned out that these bats with the longer canines were fruit-eating bats that were using them to rip into hard husks on fruit. And when people went by probably 100 years describing fruit bats as vampire bats, and the actual vampire bats weren't discovered to be vampire bats until relatively late in the game.
Bats don't usually attack humans, though they might go after an insect that's close by and look like they're after you. He says they're sociable, smart, and as he found out, trainable.
What you wouldn't believe is that even the tiniest bats, I can train them to come to my hand on call. I've trained bats to do things that I'm told that primate behaviors have been unable to train chimpanzees to do.
As he said, bats are a big contributor to the ecosystem by eating insects in huge numbers. He adds that there are no more rabid bats out there than any other animal. And overall, these mammals aren't dangerous or scary once you understand them. Tuttle is living proof that if you know what you're doing with bats, you have nothing to fear.
I have studied bats for 55 years on every continent where they occur. I have spent hundreds, probably thousands of hours down in caves surrounded by millions of bats. I personally handled at least a third of all the world's species of bats, and I have never been attacked by a bat. I have never been harmed by a bat. I have been vaccinated against rabies, like any veterinarian is. Those of us who handle animals regularly and sometimes are bit in self-defense, we get vaccinated against rabies. But even a rabid bat is almost never a threat to anybody if you don't pick up a sick bat, let it bite you, and then not report the fact that you got bit.
To learn more about all things bats and spiders, head to viewpointsradio.org. You can also find more info about both of our guests, Nancy Troiano and Merlin Muddle, on our website. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment originally aired in October 2018. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, we talk about one mysterious organization that's championing free speech when Viewpoints returns. You can do it all.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
If you live in Chicago, Nashville, or Philadelphia, then you've probably seen several ads for an organization called FIRE. Between billboards, TV commercials, and radio spots, FIRE seems to be following us wherever we go. But what's the deal behind this big campaign? Is there an ulterior motive here? Well, FIRE, first off, is an acronym for the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And it's a nonprofit. It brands itself as an advocate for free speech, defending those who have been silenced or punished for expressing their thoughts and opinions.
FIRE has been around since 1999 and for 23 years has defended the individual rights of students and faculty members on America's college and university campuses. We've done it through multifaceted programming, educational outreach, legislative and policy initiatives, as well as litigation. And in 2022, we expanded our mission to all Americans, where we defend all Americans' free speech rights, wherever they might be violated.
That's Nico Perino, Executive Vice President of FIRE. Before June of last year, the E in FIRE stood for education rather than expression. The group's work has long focused on college campuses, defending the First Amendment rights of students and professors on both sides of the political aisle.
Last year, for example, we defended the rights of pro-choice student on campus at American University here in Washington, D.C., when that student was put under investigation by the university administration for a heated exchange he had with a pro-life student. At the same time that we're defending the rights of pro-choice students to advocate for pro-choice beliefs, we're also defending the rights of students who advocate for pro-life beliefs. So at that same time, we were at University of North Carolina defending a pro-life student group that lost funding from the student government because of their beliefs. And in both cases, we were successful in vindicating the free speech and association rights of those student groups.
While FIRE is still doing work in these spaces, they've expanded their mission to defend the free speech rights of all Americans. Why the change? Perino says that censorship issues are also growing in broader society. This shift in focus, which happened last year, is a big reason for the group's aggressive ad and digital marketing campaign that cost them a whopping $10 million.
In order to find the cases off campus, we needed to ensure that people knew who we are so they would come to us so we could help them. And one of the tactics that we have used and found to be somewhat successful are going surround sound in individual cities and just kind of blanketing the market with FIRE messaging and pairing the brand name FIRE with free speech. So when people do have a rights violation that comes up, they think back to the time they saw that billboard or that television ad, and they go to the fire.org and submit their case. You can't be America's leading free speech organization if people don't know who you are.
While the organization seems to be doing well, it does have its fair share of critics. One opponent is Steve Masick, a professor of communication and media studies at North Central College. He believes there's another reason behind Fire's rebrand.
I think it has to do with the fact that the American Civil Liberties Union, which has traditionally been the foremost defender of civil liberties, of the First Amendment and for our First Amendment rights in the country, has sort of shifted its focus away from speech expression issues to things like voting rights.
And while the ACLU skews more liberal, Masick believes that FIRE leans conservative, even though they label themselves as nonpartisan.
People who have given them funding are the Scaife Foundation, the Bradley Foundation, which is famous for pushing charter schools and trying to privatize public education. And then, of course, the Koch brothers. I think we should all be suspicious of them just because of who bankrolls them.
Masick recognizes that FIRE has previously represented left-wing student groups and college faculty. However, he says there's one flaw in their focus. Each year, FIRE publishes a list of the worst colleges and universities for free speech. The group has disapproved of schools both big and small, private and public, and from every region of the country. But a particular type of school seems to be safe from their list.
The one area where they're incredibly inconsistent and something that I have publicly criticized the group for is the schools, the colleges and universities that have the worst climate for speech, that are the most repressive of students and most consistently violate the rights to association and expression, are conservative, evangelical Christian colleges and universities. And they say nothing about the Liberty Universities of the world, the Wheaton Colleges of the world. Liberty University actually at one point banned, there was a group of students who wanted to form a campus Democrat club, and they banned them from campus, saying it was inconsistent with the mission of the college. The FIRE has been historically silent about those violations of people's free speech rights, because their argument is, well, these are private colleges and they can do whatever they want.
In response, Perino says he hears this all the time. He admits that the group tends to take on more cases defending conservatives instead of liberals. But in his opinion, it's because they're more likely to be censored. He adds that FIRE has also spoken out against Republican politicians before, the most recent one being Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Earlier this year, FIRE condemned his Stop Woke Act, which bans topics related to race and gender being taught in schools. Perino tells critics to look at FIRE's past casework.
We have defended pro-Obama students, pro-Bernie Sanders students, pro-Trump students, pro-Mitt Romney students throughout our history. One of the things you'd like to see, one of the things you hate to see, in fact, one of the things you do see is that people criticize us for having conservative donors. We also have liberal donors. We also have progressive donors. We do receive funding from traditionally conservative or libertarian foundations, but we also receive funding from the Playboy Foundation or Bloomberg. And if you are a truly nonpartisan free speech organization, wouldn't you have donors from across the political and ideological spectrum?
With the 2024 presidential election heating up, the group hopes to get involved in this avenue as well. Perino expects more Americans to face free speech violations as they support a particular party or candidate.
Every election cycle, we see censorship of political speakers. Going back to 2008 at the University of Illinois, we defended the rights of faculty members who were told that they could not participate in political activities on campus, including wearing a pin or a button or even having a bumper sticker on their car. In 2012, we defended a student who was forced to remove a flyer from their dormitory door that criticized presidential candidates Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. In 2016, we defended students at American University and Georgetown University who were told that they could not campaign for the candidate of their choice. We expect to see similar censorship in the 2024 election cycle.
It's important to note that this election season will be different for FIRE as they're gearing up to represent everyone whose speech has been restricted, not just college students or faculty. Masick is still skeptical and says that if the organization truly wants to be the leading defender of free speech, it must take a look at current blind spots. However, he does give them some credit on recent cases, but says only time will show the true motivations of this mysterious group. To find out more about FIRE and our guests, Nico Perino, Steve Masick, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment was written and produced by our associate producer, Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment. O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Across America, many cities are seeing a sharp influx of asylum-seeking migrants from Venezuela, El Salvador, Haiti, and other neighboring countries. So far this year, Chicago has received 17,000 men and women and children who've been bused over from the southern U.S. border. And the Windy City isn't alone. Metros like Los Angeles, New York City, and Washington, D.C. are all in the same boat and are struggling to fund basic care. Since April of last year, New York has received more than 100,000 migrants and has spent billions of dollars on housing, medical care, and other necessities. Now, with winter quickly approaching, many city and state leaders are fed up and are calling on the federal government to step in. The big problem is that the U.S. immigration system is broken and outdated. But until the large policy issue is dealt with, what can be done to help these overburdened cities? Many leaders are calling on the Biden administration to expedite work permits so migrants who are here already can start working and earning money to support themselves. But because of a 1996 federal law, asylum seekers have to wait about 6 months until they can apply for a legal work permit. Right now, there are proposals to reduce this wait time to 30 days. However, many lawmakers are worried that this shift will only encourage more people to cross the border illegally. There's no easy answer, but clearly something needs to change. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Reality TV is king right now. Thanks to the strikes and the low production costs, almost every network has been stacking their schedules with reality TV offerings. Cable channels like Bravo have also made a living on reality programming with the likes of Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck. But another massive player in the reality TV game is Netflix. With hit shows like Love is Blind and Selling Sunset, as well as its spin-off Selling the OC, Netflix has mastered the art of the reality TV formula. But here's the thing. Whenever I watch a season of reality TV on Netflix, I ultimately find it pretty unfulfilling. Take the second season of Selling the OC, for example. The premise of that show is supposed to be that you follow several high-end realtors in one of the wealthiest areas in America. But in the whole second season, viewers were only shown a handful of the properties those realtors were selling, and most of them we weren't given proper tours of. Instead, the show almost entirely focused on the in-office drama, which is fine because that's definitely the primary driver of the show's storytelling, but that drama just wasn't very compelling. For almost the whole season, they're focused on one issue. At only 8 episodes, the season somehow still felt overlong for its content. Or if Selling the OC isn't on your watch list, take the latest season of Love is Blind. That show's very popular and it's grabbed a lot of attention online over its 5 seasons. But as it's become a proven launching pad for Instagram influencerdom, its casts have been filled with more and more outsized personalities who seem more interested in getting screen time than actually engaging with the show's gamified dating premise. And yes, that's something that happens with most reality shows. But I find I really feel it in these Netflix productions, which seem to have lower budgets with fewer locations and shorter episode counts. By the time I've binged my way through their 8 or 10 episode seasons, I often find myself more annoyed than enticed to watch another season. All I'm saying is that as the cost of streaming services continue to go up, streamers like Netflix might want to up their game to keep their shows at least as interesting as Bravo, or they're making the decision to cancel even easier. I'm Evan Rook.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only 2 Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 52. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 38. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High of 51. Cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 52 Thursday and 49 on Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 52 today. Lows level off around 38 tonight. We should top out at 51 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Shots, throwing down at the spot. 3 sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights. Every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me. Out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday. saw. Pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out a church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Hotels are made for two night stays, checking in and out. Meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night. When you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't.
See is you're gone and you left me here with This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 52. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 38. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 51, cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 52 Thursday and 49 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 52 today, lows level off around 38 tonight. We should top out at 51 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Thank you.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 52. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 38. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High of 51. Cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 52 Thursday and 49 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 52 today. Lows level off around 38 tonight. We should top out at 51 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
Menards has what you need to finish your home improvement project. Choose from a large variety of fasteners. Whether you need standard nails for general construction or specialty nails for specific applications, you'll find them here. Manufactured in the USA using the highest quality steel. Newfast 3-inch collated framing nails come in a package of 2,000 and are now $47.99 after 11% rebate. Good through August 13th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98 Q Country.
Nothing to show.
show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as a thunder rolls. Out and in on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only, standing room. Take my grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I wanna learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I wanna dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. I wanna be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock.
Online at 98qcountry.com.